Saturday morning, Steve. W2T sitting at home.
The wind was calm this morning, and it was nasty, kind of rainy. Now, all of a sudden, I'm seeing holes in that old gray cover. Blue sky and wind is up, so I'm running over to the Dollar General in Campobello, and I'm going to buy kite string. I've already got the kite, I just don't have any kite string for my granddaughter and me to fly a kite.
She told you to go fly a kite today, huh?
Granddaughter speaks. I listen.
Wise idea. Of course, she's got you wrapped around her little finger, so, I mean, that's what nothing to be expected other than that, you know?
You betcha. And I love it.
Spoiler.
No, she is a well-disciplined, well-behaved young lady. She'll be 6 in September.
6 going on 31, right?
No idea.
Oh, yeah, I do. I've had, I haven't had any kids that age, but I have had friends with kids that age, and I know what they've dealt with, and it's, you know, one of those things that will get to you.
Not. She's definitely, absolutely not mean. She's not precocious, and she's just as sweet as she can be, but she is a live wire. I mean, she is going, moving, and doing constantly until about 8:30, quarter of 9 at night, and it's like somebody flips off a light switch. Bonk, she goes to sleep on me.
You don't have to struggle to get her in bed. How old is she?
It's in September.
Going into the first grade of school.
Yeah, I think so. Either that or she'll be going into K-1. Her birthday falls late in September, so she might be one of those kids that waits to start first grade. I don't know what the rules are now. I think they've set that up. Now, see, I started my first grade when I was 5 because my birthday was in October. So, I'm not sure how that's going to run with her.
It's the rules over the years, and been there, done that, as they say, and don't have any clue what to do about it. But I don't have any kids, so I don't have to worry right now. But yeah, I can remember when I started school in South Carolina, and yeah, I was, because I turned 6 in April, and the following fall I went first grade. So that's what it was. And of course, I did first and second grade in Charleston, South Carolina. Half of my third grade up in Newport, Rhode Island. The other half of my third grade out in third grade year out in San Diego, California. Started the fourth grade out there, and after my dad passed, came back to South Carolina and ended up in the fifth. No, I finished fourth grade out there, and then he passed, and then started the fifth grade back here in South Carolina at two different schools. So I made my way through it, you know.
Was that before or after the big earthquake?
Watch it, wise guy.
Well, I mean, I love to pick on you, bud. Hey, people that don't pick on you, tease you once in a while, don't like you.
Just keep it up. You're going to put your foot into that mouth and you're not going to be able to get it out.
Oh, Rusty, let me tell you how that goes. The only time I open my mouth is to exchange feet.
Yes. Well, good. That means you can multitask.
You betcha. And I tell you what, I'm fixing to pull into the Dollar General, so you behave yourself, and I will talk to you soon, bud. KN4VWA, have a good morning. I'm clear.
Boy, that sure sounded like a threat. W2T listening.